like to work. Welcome back. Okay, the topic of today's shiur is Hilchos Tefillah, davening. Okay, and in the course of my presentation, if there's a certain aspect of davening that you want me to talk about, feel free to interject in the middle. Okay. The Torah says, "Lo'avdo b'chol l'vavchem." And the Gemara says in Tainus and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, "Hizeu avodah shebelev zohi tefila." That tefila is avodah shebelev. It's interesting, even though it's avodah belev, it's a requirement to articulate the words. Right? It's avodah shebelev, but you have to say the words. And the Rambam Shita is that davening is a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah of the Torah. It's a daven based on this pasuk. Lo'avdo b'chol levavchem. Eizeh lo'avdo shebelev. Zohi tefila. Now this obligation, of course, is only once a day. But Chazal, later on, said we should daven three times a day. But the Torah obligation is once a day. Yeah. Right, so that's an excellent point. So the Rambam seems to say that in order to fulfill that Daraisa davening of once a day, you need Shevach, Bakasha, and Hadar. Because you just need to say that some praise of God, some words of request, and some thanksgiving. So if you say your own text, you know, a line of praise, a line of request, and a line of thanksgiving, then you've fulfilled your mitzvah min haTorah of davening.
You can be just speaking out,
right? But the thing is, we're beyond that. We're post the Rabbanim, so we have to follow the Chachamim, and Chachamim instituted specific tefillos. So we can't just do the, this idea of just going out and just pleading to God and say we have to, the Chachamim, Anshei Knesset HaGedola, the Misaki, and a specific text that we have to use. So, of Shmona Esrei. So that's the Rambam's opinion. The Midaraisa davening is once a day every day, and the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that davening is only Drabanan, and the only time it's Daraisa is Be'ez Tzara. You know, when Pasuk speaks about there's a Nochama, Ariosam, Chatzosos, etc. But otherwise, the whole concept of davening is only the Rabbanim. Rav Salvation made a famous comment, which I don't know if you necessarily have to say, but that maybe the Rambam also agrees to this, but he views that, you know, the Metzius of life is an Eis Tzara, and therefore, but you don't. I don't know if you have to come on to that. So there's And there's not so much nafkaminas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Usually these machlokas in the Sefer HaMitzvahs between the Rambam and the Ramban are just interesting, but they don't come out to real practical differences. Because in the end of the day, everyone agrees that midrabanan and you have to daven three times a day. So even if you want to say the question whether daraisa is a chiyuv or not, bam loy, halacha l'maisa, is a chiv derabbanan 3 times a day. So the 3 times are Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv. And the reason I say it this way, what should have I said? I should have said Maariv, Shacharis, and Mincha, right? That because the Jewish day starts from the night. So really, the day should be Maariv, Shacharis, and Mincha, but it's not that way. The day for davening starts in the morning. Day for davening starts in the morning, and that's because it's pointed out in the Sfarim by Korbanos. So the day starts in the morning. By everything else, the day starts at night. But for Korbanos, the night is the Korbanos follow the previous day. And in the Sefer Asher L'Shlomo, by the Stipler son-in-law, Shlomo Berman, he brings a proof to this idea that by davening, the day starts in the day. And that is because there is a halacha of lo sochlu al hadam. So what does lo sochlu al hadam mean? Literally it means that if somebody brings a korban, right, so the blood is thrown on the mizbeach. And after the blood is thrown on the mizbeach, then you could eat the kohen or the Yisrael, depending upon what type of korban it is, can eat the meat of the korban. So lo sochlu al hadam means don't eat the korban before the blood was put on the mizbeach. Lo sochlu al hadam. That's the simple pshat in the pasuk. However, the Gemara says in Brachas that there are other drushes that we learn out from lo sochlu al hadam, and the one relevant for us today is lo sochlu kodim shetispalu al dimchem. You shouldn't eat before you daven for your blood. Meaning before you daven for your life. Whereas first daven for your life, and then you can eat. So there's an isser, and some learn that it could be even an isser deraisa of eating before davening. Now, when does this apply? So that's what the Asher L'Shlomo points out, that it only applies eating before Shacharis. That's when the isser is. So why don't we say that the Isser is eating before Maariv? Is it that? So you see from here that what? That the beginning of the day for davening is by Shachar. So that's why the Isser of eating before davening is Isser before eating before Shachar, not before Maariv. My Maariv, we'll see, there are halachas of not having a whole meal, etc. But here you can't eat anything before davening. Right? Because of Lo Sochlu Al Adam. And that doesn't apply before Maariv. Maariv, there are prohibitions of eating a whole meal because you might forget to daven. But certainly you can take a little snack. Before Shacharis, you're not even allowed to take a snack. You understand? Because of Lo Sochlu Al Adam. Unless there are coolers for people who are not well and sick for Kulei. But for a regular person who's well and this, he should not be eating before davening. The only thing that the post can permit without any question is water. That you can drink water before, because the post can point out that eating and drinking before davening is also because it's gaivedik. In other words, you're eating and drinking, you're taking care of yourself before you go to Ribbono Shel Olam and ask him to make sure to restore your life. Yeah. So, you know, who are you to sit down there and So water, that's not considered a gaivedik thing, to just drink a little water. But if you, once you start having other things, that's considered a gaivedik thing. So that's why we don't eat before davening. So again, but this shows, says the Asher L'Shlomo, that in other words, no one's going to say that you can't drink a cup of orange juice. Well, maybe that's not the... But you can't just have a little snack, say, before Maariv. Right? Because the din of Lo Sochlu Adam does not apply before Maariv. It only applies before Shacharis. Because again, when the Chachamim were koveya the Tfilos, they were koveya the Tfilos Kenega Karbanos. And therefore, by the Karbanos, By the Korbanos, the day starts, it's only considered the next day for the Korban, the next morning. Right, when you bring a Korban, so Korban's Nechal for one day, that means the day and the following night. It only becomes Nifsal the next morning. It doesn't become Nifsal at night. So you see that by Korbanos, the night follows the previous day, which is against everything else we already are familiar with in Jewish law, that the night we start Shabbos, we should have started the night before. When we start Yom Kippur, it's the night before. Okay. Okay. Now, let's go through some of the Zmanim of Tefillah. Okay. So again, we'll do Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv. So Shacharis, there is the mitzvah min hamufkar of the Vasikin to daven Shmona Esrei as the sun comes up. But that is considered a mitzvah min hamufkar, what we call davening Vasikin. It means to start Shmona Esrei as the sun rises. But, so if you daven any time before that or after that, you didn't daven kivasikin. Okay? So that's a special hidur. Some say, I think Rav Yonis and Eifshitz writes, the idea is that once the sun is up, then the goyim used to worship the sun. So God would get angry. So if you wait to daven afterwards, so then you're in God's anger zone. If you do it as soon as it's coming up, so it's before they, really worshipped it yet, so then you get it in there. Okay, whatever it is. The question is, normally there is a halacha, a mishnah in Masechta Megillah, that says that, you know, the day starts from Alos HaShachar. That is the day. The day begins at dawn, which is way before when the sun rises. Because at dawn, the rays are shooting up. So there is light in the air, but you don't see the ball of the sun at all. So halachically, that's the beginning of day. So technically speaking, any mitzvah that has to be done in the daytime, you could do from the time of Alos HaShachar. That's day. Day starts at Alos HaShachar. However, the Mishnah says, L'chatchila, you should wait until Heinetzachama, until sunrise. Why? So Rashi in Megillah explains, on Daf Chav, is that if you're going to do it at dawn, you might end up doing it too early. You might misjudge, you know, that it's really not dawn, and it turned out you did the mitzvah at night. It was just too early. Say, for example, you have to do a bris milah, you have to shake lulav, so you're supposed to do it. So really, technically, you can do it from dawn. But we're afraid if you do it from dawn, you might make a mistake and do it too early. So they say that any mitzvah that's a daytime mitzvah, you shouldn't do it from dawn, but you should wait till Neitzachama, till sunrise. So there you won't make a mistake, because you'll see the ball of the sun. You'll see the sun. So you won't make a mistake. Yes?
How long is the halos chakra before Neitzachama?
So a different sheet to say, let's just for the sake of making things simple here, so let's just, it could be around 72 minutes, roughly, give or take. Okay. Now the question is whether by tefillah do we say the same thing? In other words, it could be that tefillah, even L'chatchilah, you could daven before Neitzachama. In other words, You won't get the kiyum of the vasikin, but you don't get that even if you daven later. The question is, if you daven before, so the Pri Chadash says, and others say, that lechatchila you could daven before Netzachama. If it's after Misha Yakir, there's another time between Alos HaShachar and Netzachama called Misha Yakir. That's the time that you could discern your friend. You know, there's some a little bit more light that you can discern different things. That's the earliest time for Talis and Tefillin, which is somewhere in between Alos HaShachar and Netzachama. So then, some part of the Pri Chadash says that lechatchila from that time on, Mishayakir, you could daven shachris, even though it's before Netzachama, because the din of Netzachama was not said by tefillah, and the raya is that the korban tamid shel shachar, which was brought every morning in the Beis Hamikdash, was always brought before Netzachama. So you see that it could be in the Mikdash they weren't worried, or it could be that some want to say that since Kriya Shema, you could say from Misha Yakir, and then it has to be, say if you hold Misha Yakir, there's still like at least a half an hour between that and sunrise, and if Lechatchila, you could say Kriya Shema then, that means you could say Birkas Kriya Shema then, that means you could say Gal Yisrael then, so then obviously you have to be able to start Shlo Nesrei right away, because you need to say Shmon Esrei right after Gal Yisrael. So Mela, it must be that there's no institution waiting until Netzachama for Tefillah. I had this Shaila over Chol Hamoed Sukkos. We're here for Chol Hamoed Sukkos. So I had to decide which minion to go to. So there was a couple of choices on this side of the heights. There was a 6:15 minion, and then there was an 8:00 minion. So the first couple of days, I went to Mount Sinai for the 6:30. So what do I get from the 6:30? I was ready. See, the 8, you know, the 8 is good, but you know, sometimes when the 8 ends, it's ready half the day's over, and when so you want to dive a little earlier, so you'll get something done during the day. So why did I go to the 6:30 over the 6:15? As I said like this. The 6:30, so they said Shmona Esrei before Netzachama. But if I hold like the Pri Chadash, that as long as it's after Misha Yakir, it doesn't have to be before Netzachama, even Lechatchila. Because the din of waiting until Netzachama applies to Mila, applies to all mitzvahs, but not to Davin. Oh, but the thing is, on Sukkot, there are two other mitzvahs that we have to be concerned with besides davening, and that is Hallel and Lulav. So if I would go to the 6:15 minyan, to the 6:15 minyan, ending up saying Hallel and shaking Lulav before what? Before Netzachama. So that's a b'di'evit. So one, in other words, that means you only don't say the mitzvah of Hallel of Sukkot b'di'evit. So people who mamish have to go to work, there's no choice. So they could, you know, there's a klal shas hadchak k'di'evit on me. That is a shas hadchak, whatever is allowed normally only b'di'evit, for you it's mutter even lechatchila because it's a shas hadchak. So that's only for the people who have a shas hadchak. But if you don't have a shas hadchak, then it's a real b'di'evit. So therefore, the Mount Sinai minion was perfect because you could daven Shmon Esrei before Nates. It wasn't a Vasikin minion, you could daven before Nates and get in the which is still considered the Chachima. But the time that they were ready to shake Lulav and say Hallel, that was ready after Netzachama, and that was the advantage of the 6:30 minion over the 6:15 minion. And then as the Yanta progressed, it was a little harder to get out of the house by then, so I ended up dying in the 8 anyway, but it was good while it lasted. Yes, so that was the, that was that, yeah. There are poskim that say that l'chatchila you should wait for Shmoneh Esrei also till Leitzachama. It's not like everyone says like that, but I was convinced. I wrote an article once in the Beis Yitzchak because I was convinced from the with the other posting that you could do it l'chatchila. So meaning, according to this opinion, that davening before dates and davening after dates is the same. Whereas if you're ready not davening at dates to get to Vasikim, so that when you're going to daven before dates or daven after dates, it's equal. And that's, again, the opinion of the Pre-Chadash and the Pre-Yitzchak and these poskim. With the Rosh, etc. But for other mitzvahs, like you do a bris milah, if you do it before Netzachama, then you only did the mitzvah b'di'evit. If you do, if you take lulav, then you do it before Netzachama, you only did it b'di'evit. So who wants to do that b'di'evit when you can easily do it l'chatchila? So then, so that's the beginning of Shacharis. And then, the Zman Tefillah L'chatchila is Dal Shos, 4 hours into the day, which we assume is Shos Barrios. We can spend the whole shiur discussing this, but we know there's a machlokas between the Gra and the Magen Avraham. According to the Gra, we divide the day from sunrise to sunset into 12 parts. So each hour is not necessarily a 60-minute hour, because we're dividing from sunrise. So if sunrise is at 6 and sunset is at 6, so then it's a perfect day. And each of the 12 parts will be 60-minute hours. But most of the year, it's not that way. So sometimes the hour could be a 65-minute, it could be a 65-minute hour, etc. So that's called Shos Zmanios, based on the Zman. And therefore, Zman Tefillah is 4 hours, L'chatchila is 4 hours into the day. But you can still daven up to Chatzos, and the Gemara says in Brachas, you'll still get Schar Tefillah, but you won't get Schar Tefillah b'Zman. In other words, you can still daven till midday. Yes?
That's 4 hours after Nates.
According to the Vilna Gaon, yes, 4 hours after Nates. The Magen Avraham has a different approach. The Magen Avraham says that you take from Alos till Tzeis HaChachovim, and you divide that in 12. And then you make it, and then that's going to be obviously earlier than 4 hours starting from Alos HaShachar. And whenever there's Kriya Shema, there's always, the Zman Kriya Shema, the Magen Avraham, Zman Kriya Shema, the Gra. Of course, the Magen Avraham is earlier because he's starting from the earlier time, from Alos HaShachar. And after that, you can't daven anymore. After Chatzos, you can't daven anymore. And if you made a mistake and you were a shogeg, so then Chazal instituted the concept of Tashlumin. That if you made a toast and you didn't daven Shacharis by mistake, you can daven Mincha twice, meaning two Shmoneh Esreis by Mincha. The first Shmoneh Esrei you have in mind that it should be for Mincha, and the second Shmoneh Esrei you have in mind that it should be for Shacharis. Right. In other words, the current tefillah is always the first, and then the tefillah you're doing tashlumin for is the second. But if you were mazed and you didn't daven, so then there's no tashlumin for you. The tashlumin is only for shogeg. That's Shacharis. Next, Mincha. So when is the beginning of Mincha? So Mincha, really Shacharis ends at Chatzos. We really should be able to daven Mincha, but we wait a half an hour so that we shouldn't make a mistake. We wait a half an hour till after Chatzos. So Chatzos, it depends at the different times. Now we didn't change the clock yet, so Chatzos is more in the 1 o'clock area. Sometimes a little later, sometimes it could be 1:05, 1:10, and then we made another half an hour to 1:35, 1:40, etc. Rav Moshe Feinstein opinion that Chatzos is a constant, meaning either 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock. In other words, this idea, it always is a constant. That's his sheet in Zmanim. And therefore, he holds you can always dive in either at 12:30 or 1:30, whereas others disagree and say that, no, it fluctuates. That's the mainstream view, that it fluctuates. Now, we know when we're davening mincha, the two types of is the mincha gedola and mincha ketana. Mincha gedola is if you're davening in the early, like the 1:30 minyan. Mincha ketana is when you you're davening later in the day. That's called mincha ketana. Now, when should you daven mincha? Mincha gedola or mincha ketana? Really, you daven again, as I said, after half an hour after chatzos. We'll discuss what the latest time you could daven. But after half an hour after chatzos, you could daven mincha. So the mechaber paskins. This is an interesting point. Mechaber paskins that davening mincha gedola is only with the evening. Right. That's what in yeshivas, all yeshivas, they daven mincha gedola. Right? Usually in a regular yeshiva, they'll have morning seder, like a late good, till like 2 o'clock, and then they'll daven mincha at 2 o'clock, mincha gedola. So, and balabatim usually daven, they have a mincha mar back to back, so that's, they daven mincha ketana. Why, first of all, why is it b'di'evet to daven mincha gedola? So mincha gedola is b'di'evet because why do we daven mincha? We know that there were two korbanos that were brought every day in the year. It was the korban tamid shel shachar that was brought in the morning, and the korban tamid shel drein harabayim was brought in the afternoon. But it wasn't, when was it brought? In the afternoon. You see, it wasn't brought 1:30, 12:30, because the Tamid Shel Bein Havayim was the last korban of the day. So if you would bring it at 12:30 or 1:30, then you'd have to close shop. Pretty good deal there. Close shop for already 12:30. So it was brought later in the day. And on Erev Pesach, they brought it an hour earlier. Because Korban Pesach was the one exception to the rule that was brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Well, Korbanos had to be brought between the Tamid Shel Shachar, but before the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, between those two. And Korban Pesach was brought afterwards. But Korban Pesach still had to bring in the daytime. So on Erev Pesach, they were machten the Tamid Shel Shachar by an hour. And then, when Erev Pesach fell out on Erev Shabbos, so then, not only did you have to bring the Korban Pesach before night, after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, you also had to roast it, because it was Shabbos, so you couldn't roast it at night. So you had to finish the roasting. So then they were machten it the Mincha Gedola, but Erev Pesach fell out on Erev Shabbos. So the only time that they really brought the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim at the Mincha Gedola time, at the 1:30 slot or the 12:30 slot, when it was on Erev Pesach, fell out on Erev Shabbos, which is not, usually most of the days of the year, it's not Erev Pesach, probably on Erev Shabbos. So most of the days of the year, they brought it later. They brought it 2 hours later, the Mincha Ketana slot. But the, So most of the days, the Tomei Shabbat Arbayim was brought at Mincha Ketana, not at Mincha Gedola. The only reason we're allowed to daven Mincha Gedola is because in Erev Pesach they were masked in 1 hour, but still it wasn't until the full Mincha Gedola. The only time it was in Erev Pesach, Shehal Yisrael Erev Shabbos, where you had to bring the Korban Pesach afterwards. And on a regular Erev Pesach, you can bring it in the afternoon and you can roast it at night, because it's Yom Tov. But if the first night of the Seder was Friday night, and you're not allowed to roast on Shabbos, so then you had to roast on the Yom Tov also. So then you're in trouble. So that's why the Mechaber Paskins, it's only B'dieved, because we're allowed to do this because of this one case. But that wasn't the norm. So therefore, that's why the Mechaber Paskins, the Mechaber Chila, spoke to Davin Mincha, not Mincha Gedola. So the question is, what about the yeshivas? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, you know, that we don't view this as like, meaning if there's some type of tzorech, then we can waive this b'diyed. So the yeshivas, they have their Seder Hayom. They have the Seder Hayom of how to go about doing things, you know, so they should maximize the learning and the... So that's called some type of tzorech. So Mamela, Minag Yeshivas became the Chachil at the Davin Mincha Gedola. But L'chora, if you're at home and you don't have a choice of two minyanim, Mincha Gedola and Mincha Ketana, so really technically you should, you know, it's Beis Manim, maybe technically you should daven Mincha Ketana. The only thing is that, you know, sometimes if your only is going down 2:30, and if you're not going to daven then, like Rav Dovid Feinstein said, if you're not going to daven when you're always davening, you're gonna forget. So there's what to say for that as well. But technically speaking, the din is, the Shulchan Aruch says that davening Mincha Gedola is only b'di'evad, and the reason why we're lenient is because, you know, we consider this, you know, some type of tzorech to overweigh the b'di'evad, and so that became, so even here where, you know, in college, people are just going to college, not for afternoon Seder, but still became, that became the minhag. And that's every daven, even for some any type of tzorach, we waive that din. Now, when did you daven mincha until? So the story is like this. So if you hold, like, there's a machlokes between the Vilna Gaon and the Rabbeinu Tam. The Vilna Gaon says like this, that once sunset, that's considered Bein HaShloshos. In other words, when the sun sets, right after the sun sets, it's already Suffolk Yom Suffolk Lila for 13 and a half minutes. And the third afterwards. And the 13 and a half minutes after the sun sets, three stars come out and it's Vaday Light. Now we know we don't do that. I mean that would mean you could end Shabbos 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. We don't do that. Right? So we assume, because that Vilna Gaon was explained in the Gemara, that was from Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. The further you go away from the equator, the longer it gets. So therefore, we assume that the Vilna Gaon is going to be more than 13 and a half. The question is, how much more? Different opinions. So it became the minhag, you know. So really, technically speaking, it's probably somewhere in the range of 35 minutes or something like that. So even though the minute, so technically speaking, after Shabbos can be over after 35 minutes after Shkia, So people have this, even the people who keep early Shabbos wait at least like 42 minutes, 45 minutes, something like that. But technically speaking, Rav Nachman Greenblatt told me that he's a big rav in Memphis. He told me that the minute when the Rabbanim first came to America in the old days, that they were masking that after 35 minutes is Tzeis HaTochavim. Maker did. So today we're machmeh. Even again, we're not talking about the Rabbeinu Tam people, but so 35 minutes. Say it could be even earlier, but let's say 35 minutes is the Tzeis HaTochavim according to the Gra in Shulchan Aruch, within that range. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, so once it's sunset, it's still, say, rather young for another 58 and a half minutes. It's still young. And the Beit HaShemashos is only between 58 and a half and 72. And at 72, that's when the three stars are out. And then it's Vaday Laila. So, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, according to, except for one possible, it could be in the Rabbeinu Yonah, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, you could still have a mincha, a chatchila, for 58 and a half minutes after Shkia. And that's what the chassidim, if you're a real chassid, that's what you do. In other words, because it's still... Now, even the chassidim in America, the minhag has become that we don't follow Rabbeinu Tam Lekula on Friday. In other words, technically speaking, you can still drive a car after Shkia, if it's still young for... So the minhag became that everyone should follow the Gra. Again, the Gra Shita is that once it's night, once it's Shkia, that's already the suffix zone. And the suffix zone stays for 25, 35 minutes, and then it goes by the Laila. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's 58 and a half minutes is Vada Yom, and then for 58 and a half to 72 is the suffix zone, and 72 is Vada Laila. So this has bearing for many areas of Halacha, but we're now talking about Hilchos Tefilas Mincha. So if you follow Rabbeinu Tam, you have perhaps a right to daven Mincha after Shkia for at least 15 and a half. And then the question is, maybe you could even daven up to 72, because 58 and a half to 72 is Suffolk. So some poskim hold that Suffolk, well, Mincha is only Drabonim, so we should say, well, Suffolk Drabonim Lekula, and maybe you can even daven after 72. But after 72, that's already to be neither. Right? And according to the Gra, so once it's Shkia, it's already Suffolk. So the Chatzila, you should try to finish Mincha by Shkia. And if you didn't, so then some say, Shkia, Chokhoi Amor, and others say, no, you could still use the Shmoshis period. So it'll be half an hour, and still daven Mincha there. But once it's already after the half an hour, after the 35 minutes, so then already, if you missed it by then, you should do Tashlum and not daven Mincha. And some say, no, that once it's Beit HaShemashos already you should daven, but there's what to rely on, there's what post can hold, not with others, but you can do it during Beit HaShemashos. So that is the... sometimes people are critical of Hasidim, they daven so late, they're not davening late, they're following their sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, and you should realize that the Shulchan Aruch paskens like Rabbeinu Tam. Shulchan Aruch paskens like Rabbeinu Tam. So they're just following the Shulchan Aruch. It's the people that who are critical of them don't know that that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, like Rabbeinu Tam. But again, if you're not a person who keeps Rabbeinu Tam, then you can't say, well, I could daven. If you're already doing malacha on Motzei Shabbos at 50 minutes, so then on a Wednesday evening you can't be davening Mincha at 50 minutes, because for you that's Vadei Laila. Because if it wasn't, you'd be Chayv Skila. So there's no mincha for you at 50 if you're already doing malacha and Motzei Shabbos at 50. Rav Moshe Feinstein had a different approach to this. He held that Maker Adin in America, in New York rather, 50 minutes is already Rabbeinu Tam. Different approach. Okay, so that's Shach. So we talked about the beginning of Shachris, the end of Shachris, the beginning of Mincha, and the end of Mincha. What about Maariv? So Maariv is a machlokas in the Mishnah. What's the cutoff point between Mincha and Maariv? So one opinion says Plaga Mincha is the cutoff point. And one opinion says Laila is the cutoff point. So Plaga Mincha is a machlokas. When is Plaga Mincha? Is it an hour and a quarter before Shkia? Or is it an hour and a quarter before Tzeis HaKachav and the Rabbeinu Tam? So if you're a Gra person, many people here follow the Gra, so that means that Plaga Mincha is the cutoff point. That means you can really technically daven Maariv an hour and a quarter before Shkia. And that's the minig of the summer minyanim, that daven the 7 o'clock minyan, even though it's not going to be, it's not mincha at 7, even though it's not going to be shkia till, they say, 8 o'clock, they'll already be davening mincha maariv in that time zone. There's a question of tati desasri, but that, technically speaking, from plag mincha, but l'chatchila, we try to wait till at least shkia, or Tzeis HaKachavim. There is an Isser to eat before Maariv or Mincha. Then we said before, to eat before Shachris, that's the Pasuk of Lo Sochu Adam. That anything is Asser. Awesome. Even a little snack is Asser. But to eat before Mincha and Maariv is Asser if you're going to eat a meal. So you can't have dinner before Maariv. You can't have dinner. Very simple halacha. You can't have dinner before Maariv. Awesome. The question is, they do that here all the time. People daven Maariv here at 10 o'clock. Okay, that's the minute here. They daven Maariv at 10 o'clock. And the assumption is people ate dinner. They're not going to first start dinner at 10:30. So most people eat dinner already. So how does that work? So there are some poskim that are makel if you have a minyan kavua that you always go to. There's a minyan, it's not that the minyan is kavua, it's that you are, your attendance for the minyan is kavua. And you always go to this 10 o'clock minyan, because the whole point, you see like this, eating before Shachris, that's a mamash and isser of gaiva. Eating before mincha maariv is not an isser of gaiva. That's why you can snack. But it's an isser because we're afraid you're going to forget the daven mincha or you're going to forget the daven maariv. So that's only if you're eating a meal. If you just take a little snack, then there's no isser. But if you're having a meal, so most people have a meal. Somebody, one time a chacham suggested to me once that if you're not washing, for your dinner, then it shouldn't be a problem. And others say, no, it's not a technical dinner whether you're washing or not. It's, if you have a full meal, that's a full meal for this halacha. It's not totally whether you had bread or not. That shouldn't be the tovei. And some say, no, that's a meal of the halacha is having bread. So if you didn't have... So that's a question, but... Pashas is you should be mafmir. So that means like this. If you're at home in a situation where you don't have a regular maariv minyan that you go to, and you want to eat dinner, so it's better that you should daven maariv b'yichidus and then eat dinner. Because the heter is only, if there's a minyan kavua. So sometimes I'll have, Baruch Hashem, sometimes you have two weddings to go to. So you go to one wedding, and you have to go quickly to the other wedding. You can't wait to daven. So you go to the other wedding, they're already in the middle of the meal, but you didn't daven marav yet. So and you're not going to get back to your regular 10 o'clock minyan. So then before you sit down and eat the meal at the second wedding, you should go out and daven marav b'yechidus to eat the meal, because you have no hetek. Because you're eating a meal before you're... And the Gemara in Brachas is very chomer. Over on Divrei Chachamim, Chayimila, a very, very chomer type of thing. So therefore, you should... So the only time, and even that, where Shechter is not even, doesn't even rely on that, Hesher, Midi Kavua. He'll soon adopt and be Chidus and to rely on the Midi Kavua. Not everyone agrees to the Hesher of Midi Kavua. But usually most people accept that Hesher. Because the whole idea is you're going to forget. So you have a Midi Kavua, that means you have a built-in alarm clock, so to speak. That you know that that's part of your routine. At 10 o'clock tonight, you go to Daven Marav.
Is it from the moment that you can Daven Marav till the organization need, or is it from Mincha tomorrow? Like, if you Daven Mincha at 1:15, you need at like lunch at 3.
Oh, so, you see, there is, you can eat lunch at 3 if you Daven Mincha. See, again, the halacha is that before Shacharis, that's a Shacharis. That's not a din of forgetting. It's a din of you should display gaiva before you daven. Los ochul adav, los ochul chozum shit, it's palo al dimcha. That's the, by marav, it also applies by mincha. You're not allowed to eat before mincha. Except by mincha is like this, that if you're eating by mincha gedola, right, let's say you eat by mincha gedola, say you ate lunch by mincha gedola, and you're not daven mincha yet. So, but that's only usher if you can eat a suda gedola. Whereas when we eat lunch today, we don't need a suda gedola, we eat a little sandwich, a little thing. But once mincha ketana sets in, then it's isser to eat even a suda ketana. By mincha gedola, you can't have a suda gedola before you daven. Like, you can't sit down to have a big wedding meal if you didn't daven mincha yet. Once the Zvah of Mincha Gedola comes. And Mincha Ketana, you can't have a Suda Ketana before Mincha Ketana, but again, you can have the same Heter of Minyan Kavua. Like, say, for example, Balabatim, in there, when they say in the summer months, they go for Mincha at 8 o'clock. So they're going to eat dinner before 8 o'clock, before Mincha. But they know they have they're not going to eat a Suda Gedola, they're going to eat a regular dinner. A regular dinner is a Suda Ketana. But they have their Minyan Kavua, so that's what they rely on. But if you're going to have you're going into a wedding meal that goes on for hours and hours, through the gedola, so then you shouldn't sit down to eat the wedding meal before you daven mincha. That's why it's usually the minhag is to have mincha right before the chuppah, after the chuppah. So you'll daven mincha and you won't eat a suda gedola b'zman mincha gedola. So again, suda gedola, mincha gedola, suda ketana, mincha ketana.
Mini Kavua wouldn't help for Suda Gedola?
Maybe, but a lot of times you go to a wedding and I go to any...
In the summer,
maybe, okay. Right, in the summer. But in the summer also might not work. Depends upon where it is.
So what's the issue with Shalashudas?
Yeah, so that's a different issue. So Shal Shudas by Shkia, it's also because, once it's Laila, so you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. So that's the issue.
Wasn't there an issue this week by Rosh Chodesh?
It's a machlokas, but we paskin Meikar Adin that if you started before Shkia, you don't say Yalav Yavam. You just say Ritzevach Ritzenu, even if you ate Peshkir.
For all these things where you can't eat before Yavam, including chakras, is there any significance that you're so hungry that you're just going to have a really bad davening?
Yeah, so there are, as far as to say, to be makel in certain situations of Makom Chola, to eat before Shacharis. the person is going to be, not to eat a whole meal, but to eat something, you know, a little bit to carry him over. But it could be, one could say that it's better to dive in an early minyan and not have to, you know, rely on that if you're a person that's not going to be able to concentrate unless you eat. So, you know, it's not so simple that we want people to eat before davening, because that's a real din. And again, it could be a nisa d'oraisa according to some, or sofu adam. You know, it depends how much a person needs to eat. And then it becomes, if you do it on Shabbos morning, then it's a question whether you have to make kiddush or not. So we normally assume that if you eat before Shabbos morning, you don't have to make Kiddush because it's not the Zman Suda yet. The Zman Suda is only after davening. And Kiddush is linked with the Suda. And we'll talk about women in a second. Okay. Now, the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us something interesting, which some people don't always keep, and that is that women are chayiv in davening also. There was davening, even though it's related to time, we just discussed the different zamanim. And by the way, parenthetically, Mariv, what korban does Mariv represent? There's no korban at night, right? So why do we daven Mariv? So the Gemara says that you brought a korban in the day, so you have to bring the blood on the mizbeach in the day. But the fats, once, as long as the blood was put on the mizbeach in the day, the fats of the animal could be brought at night. Even though, you know, say you didn't have time to bring it during the day, you could wait till the night to bring it. As long as but the blood has to be brought in the day, put on the mizbeach in the daytime. So the marav is connected to the fats of the carbon that was brought in the day, you didn't have yet time to bring it on the mizbeach till the night. Okay, now women are chayiv in davening. That's a big issue. It's so interesting, you know, women like the machpid and like Parsha Zohar and things like that, which many hold they're not chayivin. And davening is something in the Farish and the Mishnah that they are chayivin. And that people aren't as careful. That's in life, it's always like that. The things that you really believe in, we don't always keep. And the things that we don't have to keep, we're not as... I think Rav Shechter once said over from Love Lesson, I think, that, you know, because, you know, the way the Yetzirah works is something you really have to do, the Yetzirah is going to try to make that you shouldn't do it. Something that you don't really have to do, there's not going to be a Yetzirah to try to get you against it, because you really don't have to do it. So the Yetzirah is not going to work as hard. So things that you really have to do, the Yetzirah works harder to get you not to do it. But things that... So, Bekitzer, women are chayim in davening. Meaning the three tefillos in the day. Shachris, Milcha, Marav. They say that the Chofetz Chaim's wife didn't always daven because she was raising the kids, and she claimed that that Osek B'mitzvah Potter Ben HaMitzvah, and therefore, you know, that's what they say. Those that say. But technically speaking, women are...
Should he give a mussar?
What? Did he give him Musa? But sometimes women, you know, it doesn't work. But at least they should try, you know, to do it. They should. Sometimes it might not always work out with the baby, this, that. But at least they should realize that they should try to daven the three tefillos of the day. The Magen Avraham has a comment that says that maybe if they just say Tchina in the morning, they yotze. So that's the discussion, because maybe the women, you know, it's enough that they
the Rambam's Daraisa of davening. So something like that, some Achronim say, or some Vaishnavim and others, that just saying a Tchina, you need Shevach, as we said before, Shevach, Bakash, and Hadar, even to be Yotze the Daraisa. So just to say a Tchina, which some interpret as like a Shevach, so maybe it means like Modahani or something like that. So, it's not so simple that that's good enough. So, pre-pashas, a woman should have a regular, you know, when we talk about davening, we're talking about Shmonesri. You know, that's what the Gechir is in the Shmonesri. What about Musaf? So Musaf is different than all the other tefillos, because all the other tefillos have to do with rachamim. We're supplicating God to give us something. Musaf has nothing to do with rachamim, right? Musaf has to do with what? Just connecting the korban musaf. See, all these other tefillos, even though they have to do connecting hakorban and avos tiknum, but they're all supplications. So that's what the Gemara says, that women need rachamim also. So therefore, even though one could have said that they should be potter from tefillah because it's time bound, but they need rachamim. But musaf has nothing to do with rachamim. So the question is, do women have to? So that's a question, whether women are chayiv in musaf or not. So there's a whole discussion. So some say they're not chayiv because it's you don't have the svar of rachamim. Can I get a korban and part of, you know, different svaras. So, but if they can, they should try to daven musaf as well. What if you walked into shul this morning? A lot of the shuls in Rosh Chodesh, they daven like 20 minutes earlier, half an hour earlier, right? But sometimes a person forgets it's Rosh Chodesh, so he walks in the regular time. So what if you walk in the regular time and the shul is holding by musaf? And you're just coming there. So could you just daven musaf with them and then daven shacharis after, or not? So the Ramah says, if you went ahead and did it, you yotze, because even though shacharis is supposed to be the first korban of the day, but b'di'evit, if you brought a korban before the tamid shel shachar, as long as it was already yom, you yotze the korban, even though you shouldn't have done the chatchila. So you definitely yotze. The question is that something? If you're already in this situation, should you do this or not? Because this way you'll get tefillah b'tzibur, right? So you'll forfeit. In other words, what's more important, that shachar should come before musaf or tefillah b'tzibur? Because l'chora, you know, the order is shachar then musaf. But if you walked in, say you walked in, they're about to begin musaf, because you walked in the regular time, they started a half an hour earlier. So if you daven with them musaf right away, so you'll daven until you get tefillah b'tzibur, but you'll lose out the din l'chatchila of davening in the order, shachris and a musaf. But if you and if you don't, then you'll just, you know, lose out tefillah b'tzibur, but at least you'll do it in the right order. So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, who was the namesake of this yeshiva, was the Posek Hador. Posek Hador. In his sefer, Ber Yitzchak, paskins that if you walk in late in Rosh Chodesh and they're holding by musaf, not on Rosh Chodesh, but any Shabbos. Usually Shabbos, you don't hopefully walk in that late. You know, I'm just giving you a hefty tips on Rosh Chodesh. Maybe if you get Rosh Chodesh, you walk in the regular time, so that's what they're open. Hopefully most people are not going to walk in that late by Shabbos. But, you know, I'm sure it happens. So Rav Yisrael Chanan paskins that if you walk in late and they're holding by musaf, daven musaf first and then shachris. That's his
And Rav Moshe Feinstein and Igros Moshe says that they showed him the Truma of Yitzchak HaKonin and he argues with it. He doesn't think it's the correct halakha. He thinks that always Shachar should come before Musaf. The din of Ramah is if he did it already, so then he yotze. But never even in a B'diyam situation, you should never do it. Okay, that's the different opinions. Then we have a din of Chazar Sashatz. Because not everyone was bucky to daven. So the Shlich Tzibur repeats the Shmona Esrei. We only do it by Shachris and Mincha. We don't do it by Marv. It's Tfilas, Rishon was saying, because Marv is Rishus. Right? We assume Marv is Rishus. So we assume Rishus doesn't mean it's just an option. It just means that if another mitzvah will come in conflict, it might take second fiddle to another mitzvah, but it's still, we view it as an obligation. But since it's a low level obligation, there's no chazar hashatz.
Just to go back a little bit on the other question about the regards to mincha and marv. If someone walks in late to mincha, they just start from what I said to ashrei afterwards.
Yeah, ashrei is not ma'akev so much.
What about that marv too?
The halacha is like this: if you walk in and they're holding by shmon esrei, so by marv you just jump into the shmon esrei with them. But by shachris you can't do that. Because by Shachris, Smichas Gula Tzvila is more important than Tzvila B'Tzibur. By Marev, Tzvila B'Tzibur is more important than... So by Shachris, say you're walking in the beginning to start Shmon Esrei by Shachris. You can't just start Shmon Esrei with them. You have to start from the beginning and make your way. Because you can lose out on Smichas Gula Tzvila. You say Gal Yisrael and Shmon Esrei. But by Marev, the Indian of Smichas Gula Tefila exists, but it's a low level, so Tefila B'Tzibur takes precedence.
What if you're slower than the Tzibur? Should you skip ahead to
Well, there's what to say about the question whether you can skip Baruch Hashem L'Olam, but, I mean, according to Ramosha, as long as you're going to still say Shmon Esrei, while there are people who say Shmon Esrei, it's okay, even if you don't start exactly with them. The Prima Gadim says you have to really start with them to get the field of Tzibur, and Moshe says as long as you overlap. Yeah, so Heichi Kedusha by Mincha is an interesting thing. So I would say like this. The Vavadi Yosef has a tshuva where he feels that, you know, Chazar Sashatz is a takana and you can't mevatel. But I'll tell you a thing I heard. I think the name of the late Rav Moshe Bik Zatzal, a different svara, that could be that the din of Chazar Sashatz is only an abase knesses kavua. So, like, I hold when you go, you have, you know, the chassan's tish. When they have mincha, they should just do a hechli kedusha. The only one time I said they should do a full chazar sashatz is when the Masada kedusha wasn't there yet and they needed to stall, so they needed. But sometimes the chassan wants them to stall because he needs to say the alchet. But generally speaking, you daven mincha Marina Del Rey, that you shouldn't do a chazar sashatz. I don't like when they do that. They make people wait a whole full chazar hashatz, not a makum kavur. Because what's the whole idea? The whole idea is that the ain bekiyim didn't know how to daven. They'd come to shul to hear chazar hashatz. So no one's going to say, you know, I don't know how to daven, I'm going to go to Marina Del Rey to hear Shmon Esrei. You know, that's not what you do. You go to Marina Del Rey because you want a good shmorg or something like that. You don't go, to chazar hashatz. So Mamela, you see, and in yeshivas, the minhag always, in Lakewood, even today, always Hechi Kedusha by Mincha. Even when the Beis Medrash did Hechi Kedusha by Mincha. The only time that they did in Lakewood, that they do a full Chazaras Hashatz by Mincha is when? What is what? Is by pay attention. It's by Hanukkah. By Hanukkah, because and not necessarily all the days of Hanukkah, but certain days of Hanukkah they do it because Hanukkah they want to have the Persumi Nisav to say Al Nisim out loud. So they do a full that's what I feel. So could be that you know now they dive in from the Glock based manager, so then that's not like a shul. They should dive in maybe 12,000 shots. When you dive in the classrooms here, so I think it could be make up to have paper
condition. And 101.
101 is a shul. 101 is a real. Does it say for Torah? Is that our Torah? It's a real. It's a real thing. Okay, what about mechitza? What's the din of mechitza? So, whereas for davening, you're supposed to separate the men and the women. So is there a requirement for a mechitza or just to separate the men and the women? So, Shachar always points out that the Tosis and Brachas, that when we just read the Haftorah for on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the Chana David for a son. And it says, Anochi, but there were men there, there were Eli, right? So the pasuk says, Anochi Isha Hinsef Imcha. So normally we spell Imcha Ayin Mem Chaf Sofis. But there Imcha is spelled Ayin Mem Chaf He, with a He. So Tosis points out from the Medrash that He means to say that she was in the fifth Am, or she was four Amas away from the men. So as long as you're not within Dalar Amos of the men, then you can daven. Meaning, davening doesn't necessarily require mechitza. Like when you daven in the airport, right? So there's no mechitza, then you make a minyan in the airport. So what's the effort to have a minyan in the airport? A woman walking around all the time. But the answer is that you're in a separate corner, you're not within four Amos of the women, then it's okay. So what's the so Rav Shachar pointed out that the din of mechitza is the din of the base knesses. And a base knesset is supposed to have a mechitza. In other words, the two dinim. Davening doesn't necessarily require a mechitza, but a base knesset requires a mechitza. So, so that's why when we, you know, sometimes when we're not in the shul, so the Iker Kepeda is that the men and women just should be separated. But in the shul, then there should be a mechitza also.
Is this for all tefillos or just for davening?
For what do you mean all tefillos?
So if there was a tefillah gathering.
A tefillah gathering where?
Outside of the shul.
Yeah, so then, certainly it's not in the shul, so then there's much more leniency, but it should be separate. I mean, the original source for the Gemara has in Sukkah was by a Levaya, by the Hespedim, the Gemara says in Sukkah, that the men Lachud and the women Lachud. So those are two separate things. The separation and the mechitza are two separate issues. Okay, is there anything? We have 5 minutes left. Is there anything that next Monday you have there's a midterm, the Hazar review, so we don't have shiur. And the next one is what? Tumas Kohenim. That's so 2 weeks. Okay. Is there any topic that I didn't cover that you would like me to comment on at this point? Or else I'll just review what we just said.
One thing I didn't mention is the end of the pirate time.
Oh, okay, the end of Maariv. Yeah, so Maariv really could go until the morning. The only thing is for Kriya Shema, we want to make sure to do it before Chatzos, because some shittos hold that after Chatzos you can't be Yotze, or Midrash, Midrabanan, or Rabbeinu Yona, so yeah.
Doing a mila itself, I know there's like tons of people who move around a lot and they make their whole thing, there's like another sheet that holds you don't move at all.
You mean during Chazar Hashatz?
No, during your personal mila.
Oh, during your personal mila. Yeah. So, right, there's some people who move around, shuffle around, and some just say they're different than Hagim. So they're both.
Follow your father?
What?
Just follow your father?
I don't know if you necessarily have to follow your father. You follow, you feel what you want to feel comfortable doing. You know, some people want to shake a little bit, some people don't want to, you know. So, Shurchazar is a shot, so the key is not to talk. That's the key.
It's okay to sit.
Yeah, it's okay to sit. This idea of standing is. The Balamor says the minhag used to be that they sat for Chazar Shashatz. Now Soloveitchik has this thing that only stand, you should stand with your feet together, that's a Korach Kiddush. But the Pasha says that there's nothing wrong with sitting. In yeshiva circles, you know, you feel like whatever if you sit, you know, like who, you know, but there's nothing wrong with sitting. There's nothing wrong with sitting during Chazar Shashatz. The Balamor in Rosh Hashanah says that the Kiyas the Miyushav, well, not the Kiyas what we do before Musaf. That was a later Takkanah. The Kiyas the Miyushav was the Kiyas that were blown in the middle of Shemona Esrei and the Chazar Shashatz. And the reason why they were called Miyushav was that everyone was sitting during the Chazar Shashatz. The Kiyas the Mu'mad was after Musaf when people were standing up but ready to leave the shul. But you see that the minhag was that people sat during Chazar Shashatz. There's nothing wrong sitting during Chazar Shashatz. You shouldn't feel like in yeshiva circles somehow they make you feel like you're a nobody if you sit down during Chazar Shashatz. Like, you know, only the, you know, but nothing wrong.
Does everyone say that, or do people say that you have to go like stand?
I don't know. I mean, go take a poll. I don't know. But there's no, you know, you have to stand. You know, again, in yeshiva circles, standing is a big thing. You know, you don't stand for this, you stand for that, you know. But, you know, like Rav Adi said, you stand for Shmon Esrei. You know, there's not too much more that you really have to stand. In the regular davening, the only thing, as Rabbi Vadi points out, the only thing you really have to stand for is Shmona Esrei. There's nothing else that really you have to stand for, technically. Even Kaddish and Borchu and this is Minhag Ashkenaz developed to stand for Dvarim Shebekdusha, and the Sfarim never had such a Minhag. Right? The Sfarim you sit for, right? So it's not so posh. It's not in the. It's a girsan that we don't even have in the Yerushalmi or something. Okay, that became minhag, but it's a minhag. It's not a real din of standing for Dvarim Shebekdusha. The only thing that it's a real din is you have to stand for Shmona Esrei. Or when the Sefer Torah is moving, not during Kriyas HaTorah, but when the Sefer Torah, and they bring the Torah from the Ark to the Bima and back and forth, then there's a chiyuv to stand. And during waiting. Different opinions, but Mikra Din you don't have to stand. So the only thing Mikra Din you have to stand in the whole davening is what? Shmona Esrei. And on Rosh and on Yom Kippur you have to stand for the Vidui Mikra Din also. And that's it. Everything else is and for Kiddush Levana you have to stand because we say Amar Abai Hilchach Sarich Lameim Ram Umad because it's Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. So we say in the. We quote the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Molly Zochu Yisrael Lahak Bil Pnei Avim Shabayim Pamachas Bachos Dayim Amar Abaye Hilchas Sarif Lameim Ram Umad. So for Kiddush Levana, we'll stand also. But it became like, you know, whatever. That's how trends become. But you can sit, you can sit. Key is you shouldn't talk, right? You shouldn't. Sometimes people found that if you follow Rav Soloveitchik thing of standing with your feet together for Chazaras HaShatz, so it's much harder to schmooze. But if you're a person who could sit down and not schmooze also, so you can sit down and not schmooze also. It's also good. Okay, Ramos, it's a pleasure to be back here. Do good Chazara. Rabbi Nemes of Shul will help you out very well. And we'll see you. And Bez Hashem, in 2 weeks from now, we'll continue. Okay.